You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Jeff Kaplan on KSL News Radio.
Welcome to the Real Estate Show. Thanks for listening. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Heather Osmond is here from Osmond Designs with stores in Lehi and Orem.
Yes, Jeff. And I hope you all had a great Valentine's Day yesterday. It was so beautiful. We had a lot of last minute shoppers in to come and buy gifts. Those one size fit all gifts at Osmond Designs.
Wait. Do they come in and say, like, it's Valentine's Day, give me an armchair?
Some people do buy chairs, Jeff. Most people buy candles or picture frames or, you know, gift cards is always a winner. Pillows, Jeff. I know you're surprised.
The pillows. They're so important.
So, so good. And, you know, now we're going into spring. So we're bringing out all the floral arrangements and all of the beautiful, clean, fresh colors, and it's a lot of fun at our store.
Are people ready to be thinking about spring at this point? Well, without a big snow this winter?
Right? I feel like it's been such a mild winter. I don't know if we actually had a winter. I did bring out some of my sweaters and coats, but I mean, it's been a great season in Utah. I have no complaints. I don't know, Jeff. What do you think?
I mean, we've been getting a little snow, but you know, that counts, yeah. I guess.
Probably the ski resorts are complaining.
Well,
but
they always have snow up in the mountains.
Exactly.
It's all good.
We'll keep it in the mountains. But it's always great news here on the KSL Real Estate Show. And today we are so happy to welcome back Craig Whiting. He is the broker and owner of Prime Real Estate Experts. How's it going, Craig?
It is going really well. Thank you for having me on today.
Absolutely. What's going on in Utah?
Oh, Utah is always a vibrant market, a lot going on, and we are blessed, so blessed to be doing real estate here in the state of Utah, where there are a lot of people moving in, where businesses are strong, the economy's good, we consistently rank toward the top, and because of that, it is an excellent real estate market.
People are always making money.
Yeah.
Real estate, unless you own an office, maybe.
Yeah, well, yeah, and even that, though, that was a temporary situation with COVID, but even the office is rebounding, and anything long-term with real estate tends to go really, really well.
So, Craig, right now you have an exclusive program that we need to talk about.
Yes, so the name of the program is Rocky Mountain Homes Fund. You can find the program at rmhf.net. It is an affordable housing program. The government is not involved. Taxpayer money is not involved. It's funded by private organizations such as Intermountain Healthcare, America First Credit Union, Cache Valley Bank, Zions Bank, and others. And this funding comes in and helps people have a pathway to homeownership where they otherwise would not. Some of the key elements being the payment that these individuals would have who are participating in the program is well below normal traditional market payments. And so you can afford to get into a condo, townhome, or home even at payments that are well below market rates because of what this program is doing for people. And so the program goes in and buys the home for you. You choose the home. You go out and shop with my team, find a property you want anywhere in the state of Utah. And then if you like it, our team evaluates it for Rocky Mountain Homes Fund. And then they buy it for you. Rocky Mountain Homes Fund is who goes on title. However, there is a pathway in the contracts with Rocky Mountain Homes Fund where you move in as as a tenant, but really you've got the right to eventually buy the home as well. So not only are you receiving below market payments while you're there, you also have a right to buy. And your payments are actually going toward a principal buy down as well every month. And then there's an opportunity to gain some appreciation as well.
You're building equity with these payments. It's not just rent, even though Rocky Mountain owns the home?
Correct. That's exactly what's going on. You gain that appreciation or equity, as it were, and then you can apply that toward buying. Correct.
Is it only for first-time homebuyers?
Not necessarily. So the people who could qualify currently are people that work in the education system. You don't have to necessarily be a teacher, but as long as you're an employee of a school or a school district or even a university, those are people that the program will work for. Anyone in the healthcare industry, typical applicants would be like nurses or techs or support staff. And then anyone in the public services industry, which city, county, state employees, veterans, first responders all qualify. So that is sort of the people that could apply for that. And you don't necessarily need to be a first-time buyer. Now, if you own another home, you probably aren't going to get approved. But let's say that you recently sold a home and you don't currently own one, then yes, you could apply.
And are there income parameters?
It's possible. So it's not like there's income that's too high. I would say that. So it's not like a lot of these affordable housing programs. Well, if you make too much money, you can't apply for this.
Right.
So they will look at any income level as well. Now they're going to prioritize those who need it most, and but they want to also make sure that you can actually afford their reduced payment. So they do some income calculations to see, okay, what can this person actually afford with this reduced payment? So if your income's too low, then you're not going to qualify. But yes, you could have a healthy income and still qualify.
So when you get to the end and you say, you know, I really think we could afford to buy this thing, what happens then? Do your payments stay the same, or do you now have to get a mortgage at a market rate?
The latter, correct. So at some point when you do execute the purchase, you would get traditional financing at that point. But what's going to be greatly helpful is that you will have developed equity that goes toward that purchase. And so it would be a lot easier to buy, for instance, with avoiding mortgage insurance. And you've got a several year horizon within which you can buy. It's not like, well, you've got to buy in the next 12 months or 24 months. So you could also time that to coincide with when market rates are favorable to you.
What do you say? We go become substitute teachers?
I was just going to say, how about radio show hosts? Does that qualify furniture store
it's
homeowners?
It's a public service.
It is a public service. Yeah. Is this just a Utah program or is this a national program?
No, this is only for Utah currently. So Rocky Mountain Homes Fund is based here. They are currently only doing this program here. And again, it's a private organization. It's not a technically a nonprofit, but it is basically like a nonprofit. It's technically a low profit organization. They operate on very thin operating margins. They push as much money and value to its participants as possible.
I mean, I'm really just speechless.
Yeah,
I've never heard of this before, but I love that Utah is on the forefront of being innovative in trying to get people to own homes.
You know, Heather, a lot of people heard this, their ears perked up, and we should go back and do the basics of what this is again with the website so that people can follow up.
Yes, yeah, so rmhf.net, so Rocky Mountain Homes Fund, rmhf.net. That's where you would find out more information about the program. That's where you would also apply. And then you can always reach out to me if you have questions as well, Craig Whiting. And the one thing I will note, so our brokerage is the exclusive representative for Rocky Mountain Homes Fund. So if you are a real estate agent and you want more information about this program, you must contact me, and please do not contact Rocky Mountain Homes Fund. But right now, the reason why Rocky Mountain Homes Fund wants their name out there is they've recently received enough funding that they need more applicants. So please come apply. There is a limited amount of money, but there is enough where we do need some more applicants right now.
Jeff, they need more applicants.
Okay, so list the people who are eligible again, if you would.
Okay, so the ones that are going to get priority would be those that work in the public education system. Right, it could even actually be a private education as well, so I should say. So
charter schools system. Like that?
Yeah, totally, absolutely. So, and you don't necessarily need to be a teacher. You could be an employee at any level, whether it's in the school district level or at the school. Healthcare industry, the public services sector, veterans, first responders. And I will make a little asterisk. They technically will look at anyone who's working in any industry. It's just the grouping I just mentioned is who they would like to prioritize and will take priority if you apply.
Wow. Okay, so as far as someone that's listening to this, they contact you, they go through the normal process of getting pre-approved and all those things, and then they shop with you, find a home, and you kind of take it from there.
Yeah, so the first step would be to go to rmhf.net and apply there. And then Rocky Mountain Homes Fund will do an analysis and talk to them and work through their income and debts and things like that. And then once Rocky Mountain Homes Fund approves them, they let me know what the budget is. And then at that point, I step in and I help them with my team to go out and find a property, which could be, again, anywhere in the state of Utah. And we've got my team works throughout the entire state. And then we go find the home that the participant wants, says, this is the home I want. And we go from there.
Excellent. So they really are a lender, which is fantastic. They do all the pre-approvals.
Correct.
And help you to know how much you can afford. We have Craig Whiting. He is the broker and owner of Prime Real Estate Experts. I love having you on the show, Craig, because you always have just cool stuff that we've never heard of before. And this is one of those. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Dinner time. It's where little moments are cherished. With Blue Cash Preferred, get 6% cash back at U.S. supermarkets and bring everyone together. I did say everyone. Learn more at americanexpress.com/explore-bcp. Terms and cashback cap apply with Blue Cash Preferred.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now. And support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Two young fathers are shot to death outside an iconic Utah restaurant.
I said, your dad has been hurt really bad.
The grief was disorienting for those left behind until one choice changed everything.
I just remember writing this letter and it wasn't me writing it.
Can a personal decision shape generations?
We're all falling for this guy's trick.
I'm Amy Donaldson. Season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, is available now. Follow us at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Show. We're glad you're listening. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Heather Osmond is here from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehigh and Orem.
Yes, they are. And it is a beautiful day today. We would love to have you visit our Osmond Design stores. Just a little background. I started this business 23 years ago and actually was a real estate agent, and I would walk through people's homes and I would be horrified. And I just thought, you could not sell your home this way. We need to fix things. We need to rearrange things. We need to add things. We need to subtract things. And that's how Osmond Designs began. We have two locations, one in Lehigh and one in Orem, over 40,000 square feet of in-stock merchandise. And we have a 10,000 square foot warehouse. So we have lots to choose from, and you can bring your truck and trailer and bring it home today, which is so exciting. And we also do special orders. So as an interior designer, I love the opportunity to choose a style of a sofa or a sectional and then choose the fabric that best suits your space and how you live and put that together. And it's just unique to you, and seven of your neighbors don't have the same thing. And that's always exciting. And we do have the high end, the low end, and lots of price points in the middle. So it helps if you can afford to get quality furniture. Definitely visit Osmond Designs. We have the high end, the low end. We do a lot of model homes. And then most of Utah's about in the middle. Today, we have Craig Whiting with Prime Real Estate Experts. He's the broker and owner there. And Craig's a regular on the show. He's probably here every other month, but he is a rock star in the Utah community. He has been in the business. Craig, how many years?
So I've been in the industry for 22 years at this point, and the initial beginning of that being as a loan officer, but I've been an agent since 2007 and a broker since 2013.
And it's always been good news, but today you're bringing even more exciting news and something I have not heard of, and I'm in this industry. There's a new program with Rocky Mountain Homes Fund. Give us a little spill about that again.
Yes, and you'll find them at rmhf.net. They are an affordable housing program that provide a pathway to homeownership to people that otherwise would struggle. And one of those struggles could be that it's hard to afford the current interest rates in the market. Maybe you've got a good job and a decent income, but it's hard to afford things. Go check out rmhf.net. Apply there. You will get, if approved, you will get below market payments, like substantially below market payments, that will help you make it easier for you to be able to afford a home. You develop equity while you're in the home as you make every payment. You're developing equity even through some appreciation as well that's shared with you. And so it's a really excellent opportunity to gain home ownership through an affordable housing program that'll give you a below market payment.
It's affordable. You live in it. When you're ready to pull the trigger, you already have equity and you can make a purchase, which sounds perfect. How many homes have they financed thus far?
So it's been several dozen, and I don't have the exact number, but they've recently received enough funding that they're allowed that they're wanting to make this publicly known at this point, and they need more applicants to come in. It is a limited supply. But something I want to note, we needed almost even just draw a distinction between a lease to buy, a typical lease to buy, and what this program does. And so when you have a typical lease to buy type of relationship, you're typically going into a home where, because the landlord's giving you the opportunity to buy, the landlord's going to ask for a huge amount of money to secure that opportunity to buy that's non-refundable whether you buy or not. So that leaves your pocket. And then you're not going to gain appreciation in the home because you usually lock in a certain price where you're not going to gain whatever appreciation's happening. And then you're usually making an above market mortgage, rent payment to that landlord. And then that landlord will probably credit some of that toward, you know, equity over time. But you're getting an above market payment, sometimes paying an above market price. You're paying a huge amount of non-refundable deposit up front for a home you may never buy. So it typically is a risky relationship. Whereas with Rocky Mountains Homes Fund, it's basically the opposite of that. You're getting a below market payment that's still being credited toward equity, an opportunity to gain appreciation. You have a several year horizon in which to execute that, and you don't have this huge amount of money out of pocket up front to make this happen.
So, Jeff, I don't know about you, but we've heard over and over and over on this show before that people are sitting on the sidelines because the interest rates are high. So they're thinking, oh, in the summer, my interest rate's going to go down and it'll be a better time to buy. However, oftentimes there's this supply and demand where people have to pay $50,000 more for the home because now you have 20 people bidding on the same home.
With lower interest rates.
So it doesn't really make sense. A lot of people are renting. They cannot afford to get into a home. Craig, you're offering this program that I've never heard of before. This is so exciting, where people can offset the rent that they're currently paying with a landlord, and they can get into this program called Rocky Mountain Homes Fund and start getting credit for some of the equity that they can then refinance, quote unquote, or purchase from this fund and have a lot of the equity and payments apply to that future home.
You're exactly right. And so if you fall into the scenario that Heather was just talking about, you should really go to rmhf.net and apply and go through their screening process and see if you can get approved. And again, there's a sort of a priority there with the individuals I previously mentioned, like health, you know, healthcare or education or public services and that kind of a thing. Those applicants will get priority. But if you don't fall into that, you know, umbrella, you could perhaps still apply and see what happens.
So how many homes you got?
Well, so here's what's beautiful. It depends on the funding, and there's been a decent enough funding that there's, you know, several dozen homes that could be, you know, purchased this year through the fund. And so I would say apply. You get to choose your home, or, you know, condo, townhome, or home anywhere in the state of Utah. You get to choose it. And then, you know, there is funding. There's some limitations to the funding right now, but enough that they want to go public and say, please apply and see if you can be one of those chosen participants.
It is your lucky day. Today we have Craig Whiting, Prime Real Estate Experts. He's the broker and owner, and you're hearing all of this first on the KSL Real Estate Show. I'm Heather Osmond here with Jeff Kaplan. Stay tuned. We're going to talk about house hacking in the next segment, and you won't want to miss this.
Dinner time. It's where little moments are cherished. With Blue Cash Preferred, get 6% cash back at U.S. supermarkets and bring everyone together. I did say everyone. Learn more at americanexpress.com/explore-bcp. Terms and cash back cap apply with Blue Cash Preferred.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Two young fathers are shot to death outside an iconic Utah restaurant.
I said, your dad has been hurt really bad.
The grief was disorienting for those left behind until one choice changed everything.
I just remember writing this letter, and it wasn't me writing it.
Can a personal decision shape generations?
We're all falling for this guy's trick.
I'm Amy Donaldson. Season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, is available now. Follow us at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Jeff Kaplan on KSL News Radio.
Welcome to the Real Estate Show. We're glad you're listening. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Right over there, that's Heather Osmond from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehigh and Orem.
Jeff, I love doing this real estate show. If you are just joining us, we have Craig Whiting. He's a prime real estate expert, broker, and owner, one of the rock stars in the state of Utah. You know what's going on. You always have exciting news. Today, you brought some new, exciting, breaking news from Rocky Mountain Homes Fund. If you missed any of that, please go back to KSL Radio and re-listen, because you need to have that information, not only to help yourself, but possibly to help your kids.
You can find the podcast at kslnewsradio.com. Go there. If you would like to buy a house but think you can't afford, if someone you know or love is in that situation, kslnewsradio.com. Look for today's KSL Real Estate Show. Simple as that.
Utah is on the forefront and helping with the affordable housing issues that we have here, not only in the state, but also in the country. And Craig, thank you so much for that info. Okay, we gave a little teaser going into the segment, house hacking. What is that? And let's give some tips and tricks to help our listeners.
So house hacking, simply defined, is finding ways to earn money from the home that you are also living in. And so I think one of the simplest forms would be creating what we call an ADU, which is an accessory dwelling unit, which in the past has been called a mother-in-law apartment. We've got a new name for it, ADU. Okay.
All right. Most people don't want their mother-in-law, so now they have their kids, they have their brother, right?
Oh, pish posh. It's called rebranding.
Yes, it's a rebranded name. So ADUs, you can create an ADU in your basement, but you know what? We can help you find properties like that. We're really, really good at finding properties that either already have an ADU built into it, or we can help you get one designed for your basement.
Is that cost effective to do, to build it out yourself?
Oh, absolutely. The returns that you will get Adding an ADU to your basement, it's insane. It's way better than putting money in the stock market. Absolutely.
It definitely is. And I don't know, Jeff, if you know about how much those basement apartments are renting for right now, specifically in Vineyard. I mean, they have rooms that are going for $800 per bedroom or $2,000 to rent a basement apartment, which is just absolutely crazy.
Vineyard's going bonkers, though.
It
Isn't
really
that
is.
What that's about?
It's kind of the cool kids club area, I think. You know, everyone that's just a little bit older that doesn't want to live next to BYU or UVU. Brand new condos, gorgeous homes with four-car garages, and you know, it's exploding. So all over the country, specifically here in Utah is what we're talking about today, but people are finding multiple streams of income by renting out not only rooms, but basements or over the garage accessory apartments, or even sometimes they have an extra couple of spaces in a detached garage and they're renting those out for storage. I mean, there's so many creative ways. And I love that lenders are coming on board and letting us use that income to qualify for our homes.
Yes, and we have lenders that do that very thing. And one of the tricks is being able to find these properties. We have a team that looks for these kinds of properties, both on market and off market. And so we actually have a Facebook group you could go to if you're interested in this, House Hacking Utah. You just go onto Facebook and look at House Hacking Utah, and you'll get connected to us in that way. But we have a team that looks for these kinds of properties, helps you get these properties, and helps you analyze properties to make sure that you understand the zoning codes, because the zoning codes could allow like renting out rooms. And then there's some, but there's some limits on some of that. And we want to make sure that any of our clients understand what limits a property can legally
Of limits? Are we talking about how many kids you can have in the unit, whether you can have a pet baby elephant or what?
Yeah, no, good question. So it's typically, for instance, a lot of cities will have codes limiting the number of singles who live in a particular condo or home. And sometimes it's three, sometimes it's four.
A lot of it's because of parking issues, right?
Yeah. I think a lot of it's because of parties, it sounds like.
Yeah, that too, Jeff.
And then the other thing that cities are watching closely is, let's say that you buy this home, you move into it, and it either has an ADU or you create one, and then you have someone else move in and, say, rent the basement. And then you decide to move out someday. Can you put someone in the living space you were just in, and now you have two individual or groups of people renting? We'll help you understand whether the zoning code will allow for that or not. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. We want you to understand what the rules are, because, you know, you could get violations if it's not done right. But if you're not, you know, connect through us and we can help guide you through that process.
And we are rule followers. We want to make sure we're doing it correctly, that you are purchasing in an area that allows for these things. I can talk about my own personal experience. When my husband and I first decided that we wanted to buy a home, we were first married, we found a home that had a basement apartment opportunity. It was an unfinished basement. However, it did have an outside entrance. And so my husband, who had no construction experience at all, he actually built that out himself. And we purchased used cabinets truthfully, looking back, we just laugh. It was a total joke. The ceilings were very low. It was 6'5". He's 6'3". By the time that light fixture hung down, he was bonking his head in the morning because he would forget. But I will tell you, there is a saying that says, live like most people won't so that you can live like most people can't. So yeah, there are so sacrifices true. That have to be made. And yeah. If you do that early, then hopefully you can live how you want to eventually. We had friends that were living in condos with swimming pools, and we were in a basement apartment, but we didn't pay our mortgage, and we rented the entire upstairs for our mortgage, and we had to pay utilities. And so we saved and we saved and we saved, and then we purchased the next home, and then the next home, and the next home. And there's a saying that I grew up with in my home, and it was, work now or work later. And so we decided, before we had kids, we're going to be gypsies, and we're going to move a lot, and we're going to stretch ourselves, and we're going to try to do things that we haven't done before. And, you know, there are a lot of growing pains, lots of blood, sweat, and tears involved with that, but it paid off. And it's exactly what you're telling people to do today.
Yeah. And we can help guide you on that path. Absolutely help guide you. And you'd be surprised at how affordable your property now becomes when you have someone paying what could be half of what your mortgage would
or
be.
Or your entire mortgage.
Or your entire mortgage.
So here, let me be the case study. I have a house. It doesn't even have a basement. There's a crawl space underneath. Okay. It's a ranch property. But we have enough land. We could squeeze another place on there. Is an ADU a thing that's doable in that case?
Absolutely. In fact, the state legislature has made that easier from what I've understand of some laws that they've been trying to pass. And cities are more open to that right now. So absolutely. And in fact, we partner with companies that will build that ADU for you. That's an external detached ADU. We can help you
and
with that.
And it's a profitable experience. The money you put in is coming back.
Oh, absolutely. It's insane, the return on that. Like I said, it's much better to invest in an ADU where you increase your property value, number one. But number two, you're now collecting the rents from that. And if you look at how much rents you're collecting versus how much it costs to put in that ADU, your return is amazing.
Okay, Jeff, let's take your example.
Right.
And you live in a ranch and you have a larger lot, so you can likely, you know, put a driveway down one side and access that back unit. Let's say
are going to be really upset because that's where we play frisbee.
Yeah. True. But your land's free. Okay.
You
already own it. So let's say you build a $100,000 slab on grade rambler back there, and you could rent that for $2,000-$3,000 a month. I don't know, depending on
Davis County suburb for what, you know, so.
Yeah. So depending on the size of the ADU, let's call it $2,000 a month. So that's $24,000. And if it costs you $100,000 to build, that's a 24% return every single year on that. Plus you increase your house value by the $100,000.
Craig, you have my attention. That's pretty amazing.
That's pretty amazing. And truthfully, you could go back and live in that back area that's brand new, that with all the bells and whistles that you wanted. You'd have a brand new home and rent your existing home.
You remember your work now or work later? This is my later. No way.
Well, you could do a pretty sweet place back there.
Yeah.
People do all the time.
Yeah, cities will have sometimes a nuance on how large they will allow the ADU to be built relative to what your primary structure is. But that being said, it's not hard to build something that you could get a couple thousand dollars a month rent on.
And Jeff, all it costs me is the place where the dogs play frisbee.
Yeah, so
and having neighbors a little close.
Yeah. Well, you still have to meet your setbacks, right? And your dogs will still have plenty of grass area. It's going to be okay.
Plus, break the news to them.
Yeah, there you go.
No, but that's a real example. So not only are we talking basement apartments, we're talking detached garages.
Yeah.
Sometimes those can bring income, and it's really just building a big square box with a roof on it.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised how inexpensively you can do those, especially if you build it through the winter when subcontractors are very hungry to keep their crews busy.
Right.
You can save a lot of money. So I love what you're talking about. What other tips?
Well, so first I would say if any of this interests you, please do reach out to us because we can help guide you through the process, even if it's just that we're going to connect you with someone that can help build the ADU, and then we don't have a real estate transaction involved where you're buying or selling. But we're happy to find these types of properties. So I would say a couple other things. If you're liking land and you've got it zoned correctly, like you can board animals, and I would say not say dogs, for instance, there's a lot of rules about that, but I live on a horse ranch and I board horses at my property. And if I wanted to really maximize the situation, I could not only just pay for my full mortgage, I could actually profit from that as well. And I don't. We board a handful of horses, but there's income that comes from that that helps pay my situation. And so you might be a situation where you're like, you love horses as well. We can help you find horse property. We can help you understand the codes to see if you can board horses at a horse property. And then we can see what the math looks like and have these horses, in essence, be your renters. And you earn money from them, and that helps offset your mortgage. I mean, that's just another unique way to go about finding something that has land, and then you earn money from the land.
I think it's brilliant. And, you know, most of us are working our day job and then doing real estate investing on the side. So if you even just take the proceeds of the real estate investment money and reinvest that again, you're going to be really surprised. It doesn't take too long to be able to get mailbox money from multiple sources. And then, you know, Jeff, you can just retire.
Nah, who'd want to do that? It's a very appealing. That return on investment was seismic. It was absolutely seismic. That's great.
So much fun. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. Today we have Craig Whiting. He is the broker and owner of Prime Real Estate Experts. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores. And we have Jeff Kaplan on the show with us. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Dinner time. It's where little moments are cherished. With Blue Cash Preferred, get 6% cash back at U.S. supermarkets and bring everyone together. I did say everyone. Learn more at americanexpress.com/explore-bcp. Terms and cashback cap apply with Blue Cash Preferred.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
The murder of two men forces their families to wrestle with impossible questions. Who is forgiveness for? Does everyone deserve a second chance? Follow season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Show. Glad you're listening. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Heather Osmond is here from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehigh and Orem.
Yes, they are. And I really sincerely hope that you had a great Valentine's week. It seems like people are still celebrating. Hopefully you're still celebrating today, being Saturday. As well. And it's always a good time to love your home. And I will tell you, the Parade of Homes is coming up. So if you need a little inspiration, that's what my week has been all about, is working with these builders and these homeowners and getting all the preparations made for this June Utah Valley Parade of Homes. And then, of course, we have Salt Lake right behind that and Park City. St. George is going on right now. So that's all very, very exciting. And I call it the Super Bowl or Utah. Those Parade of Homes people love it.
Well, so, I hope the Eagles win your Super Bowl.
The pillows. Today we have Craig Whiting. He is the broker and owner of Prime Real Estate Experts. And if you're just joining us, you've missed out, because we've been talking about this brand new program that Craig just introduced here on KSL. It's called the Rocky Mountain Homes Fund, and it is a great Utah affordable housing program. And we've also talked about house hacking, and what that is figuring out creative ways to bring in extra income for a home that you are currently living in.
Yeah.
We also want to give a shout out to Central Bank. They are proud sponsors of the KSL Real Estate Show, and they are such community champions in this area. They have locations all across the Wasatch Front. They have been in business for over 130 years. If you are looking to remodel your home, they offer HELOC loans. They offer car loans, new construction loans, youth savings plans. Please check out your local Central Bank. They're incredible. And not only that, but they offer business loans. And they have made Osmond Designs what it is today, based off of them just believing in my dream to one day do that. So thank you, Central Bank. Craig, how do people find you?
Yeah, so if anything you heard today interests you, let me give you a couple places you can go to take the next step. So if you're interested in the Rocky Mountain Homes Fund program, go to rmhf.net and apply there. And if you are interested in house hacking, reach out to my team. One place you can find us is on Facebook, House Hacking Utah. Go ahead and join that group, because there's a lot of discussion and cool things happening there. You can always reach out to me directly, Craig Whiting. You can find me if you just Google my name, Craig Whiting, you'll pick me up. And I'm happy to help with any of your real estate needs to make sure that you are successful in what you're doing.
Well, and hopefully not only can you help other people around you get into their first home if you are already a homeowner, but specifically, I'm talking about my own kids. I need to help them get into a home. And I do this real estate show every single week. And I've never heard of this brand new program that you just introduced, which makes things affordable. I think that's exactly why we do this show, is to help Utah thrive. And investors, if you are listening to this show, it is a great time to invest in Utah. All of the statistics are always showing that you're going to make money. That's been my own experience. In the beginning, I owned 33 rental properties, and then we turned those into some assisted livings, and then now turn those into some commercial real estate, shopping centers and different things. And it just all started with exactly what Craig was just mentioning, just being innovative, being creative, doing that house hacking where We finished an unfinished basement. We lived there and rented out the entire home for our mortgage. And Craig, you are the best. How do people find you?
So primerealestateexperts.com is my brokerage. You can, like I said, just Google my name, Craig Whiting, and you'll find my contact information. Please reach out. I'm happy to talk to any of you. Text me, call me, and I'm happy to advise on your situation. Or again, House Hacking Utah on Facebook. If you want to sort of dive into that, we're happy to help there as well. And then for those of you that are looking for that home ownership affordability program, rmhf.net. It's a private organization, not a public, it's not taxpayer dollars. It's an awesome private solution to affordable housing. Check them out.
And it really is the American dream to one day own your own home. You know, Jeff was just on and he was talking about having his dogs run in the yard. You can't do that in a condo, townhome, those kind of areas. And it really does strengthen our communities as we help each other create wealth. And real estate is the place to do it. 90% of all millionaires made their money in real estate. So it's definitely something you want to get into. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of the Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores. Today, we've had the rock star Craig Whiting, Prime Real Estate Experts broker and owner on the show. Please reach out to him and we'll see you next week. Thanks so much.
Spring break is here, a perfect time to make memories and strengthen bonds with your kids. Research shows that kids who feel close to their parents are less likely to drink alcohol. Did you know alcohol affects a developing brain differently than in adults? A young person's brain keeps developing well into their 20s. Alcohol can alter this development, potentially affecting brain structure and function, leading to learning problems and a greater risk for alcohol use disorder. That's why open conversations about not drinking underage are so important. It doesn't have to be a big talk, just casual, ongoing conversations. Parents play a key role. Even a small amount of parental acceptability can lead to alcohol use. Utah research shows when a child understands that their parents feel it would be very wrong, not just wrong, very wrong, to drink underage, 9 out of 10 kids don't. Every child deserves to reach 21 with a healthy brain and a bright future. For more information and tips on preventing underage drinking, visit parentsempowered.org.